Hello, this is Marty Angel, the yoga professor, and today we are going to be discussing the third of the eight limbs of yoga, and it is asanas, which means body postures. Asana is the practice of physical postures. That is what you do on your mat. It is the most commonly known aspect of yoga. And for those that are unfamiliar with the other seven limbs of Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, they only know the asana practice. The practice of moving the body into postures has widespread benefits. And most of these are improved health, strength, balance, flexibility, and a connection with a spiritual self. On a deeper level, though, the practice of asana, which asana means spray, it means staying or abiding in Sanskrit. It's used as a tool to calm the mind and move into the inner essence of the being. When you are in an asana practice and in a challenging pose, it causes you to be at peace with the change that's happening within your body, and also to be present and accepting, practicing ahimsa with yourself. Asana becomes a way of exploring our mental attitudes and strengthening our will as we learn to release and move into the state of grace that comes from creating balance between our material world and our spiritual experience. As you practice your asana, you're going to realize that it fosters a quieting of the mind, and that it becomes both a preparation for meditation and a meditation sufficient in and of itself. Patanjali suggests that the asana and the pranayama practices together will bring the desired state of health, the control of breath, and bodily posture, which will harmonize the flow of energy into the organism, thus creating a fertile field for the evolution of spirit and making your body healthy.